Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sissy Cat, on this February 12th, Sunday. My 12th boo in a row. And today's suggested topic is,
I'm not even going to try and do that one over. You're having a knitting... what is wrong with my tongue?
Having a dinner party. And you can invite four people, living or dead, deceased. Who would you invite? I like things to be even. So I know I would invite Jim Morrison, Charlie Sheen. And as far as the two women go, because like I said, it has to be even. I don't know actually what females I would invite. I can't really think of anybody offhand directly. Maybe Linda Lovelace. She came to my mind only because I watched Inside Deep Throat. I was really young, and I remember some of the hype around it, and I would want to ask her, you know, a bunch of questions as to why she changed her story, you know, and how making the movie affected her life, blah, blah, blah. I don't do politics. So it wouldn't be anybody political. It wouldn't be anybody like Mother Teresa. Trying to think. I was thinking maybe the woman who wrote the books, Harry Potter. But I'm not a Harry Potter fan. Maybe Amy Rice. Isn't that her name? The one that wrote Interview with a Vampire. Who else? Somebody who has a lot of... maybe Madonna. Definitely not Lady Gaga. Madonna. Not Cher. For whatever reason, I don't like Cher. I think it would definitely have to be Madonna. Yeah. So, who did I say? Jim Morrison, Charlie Sheen, Madonna. Gosh, who's the other person I said? I'd like to, Linda Lovelace. Or maybe somebody like Sandra Bullock. It couldn't be anybody too, like, I was thinking, the chick from Kat Van, whatever her name is, D or whatever, the one that, Jesse James went out with, you know, after Sandra Bullock. She has her own, tattoo show. Because I would be too busy staring at all her tattoos and piercings and whatnot. Maybe to somebody who, like an activist in some way, shape, or form, that I would have questions for. But I wanted to do this boo before I forgot. The whole day has gone by. I knew I had to do it. I just haven't sat down to do it. So I'm doing it now. So that's it. Tomorrow, I think, is the first album that you've ever purchased. So I think that's it. Enough rambling. Night-night, people.